One of the most fascinating and amusing aspects of bird vocalizations is their ability to mimic the sounds around them. Our family had a pet starling for many years who could sound exactly like a tea kettle, a ringing telephone, and our smoke alarm. One of my friends tells the story of a friend of hers who, while visiting Australia, encountered a tree that was baaing. It wasn't the tree, it turned out, but the birds in the tree. They were mimicking the sheep that grazed in the pasture around the tree. Another friend writes that when she had a fish pond in her garden in Washington, D.C., she used to call the fish for feeding by giving a two-note whistle, and the fish would start gobbling and acting silly. One day she was sitting reading near the pond and suddenly realized that the fish were acting silly for food. Then she heard her two-note whistle coming from the resident mockingbird. Her uncle was one of the few people licensed in Australia to breed some of the native birds. They're all seriously protected there, but for some of the larger parrots, there was a government breeding program to help increase their numbers. Her uncle had a number of cockatoos, including one which he knew was over 70 years old when it came to him. The bird lived in a large aviary at the far end of her uncle's garden. Little by little, he began to notice that the bird was talking more, but being less comprehensible. One day he realized why. The family on the other side of the fence was Italian, and the cockatoo was speaking Italian. There are all kinds of anecdotes like these about birds mimicking various sounds, and now the British Museum Sound Archive, which stores the world's largest collection of the sounds of nature, has compiled a CD of many of these strange and interesting vocalizations. The CD, titled Bird Mimicry, includes the sounds of Sparky Williams, a champion talking budgerigar, and some hand-reared bullfinches who were taught to whistle German folk tunes. One of the sound archivists noted, as the birds were taught the same tunes by different trainers, each bird sings a slightly different version, much like if two humans were whistling the same song. The CD also includes a fawn-breasted bowerbird in Papua New Guinea, which learned the sounds made by workmen mending a tin roof, the noise of hammering, sawing, even the rattles of a stray ball bearing rolling around inside a paint can. I've ordered the CD and will place selections on this program when it arrives. Meanwhile, if you're interested in learning more about it, you can find links to the British Museum at birderblog.com. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUND and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.